This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line because it is time for Clear to Play. We're going to take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay, and proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment. Here comes Dr. Brian Feely. Hey, Doc, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Glad to have you. What do you think, by the way, about Pearsall as his practice window opens? What's he dealing with coming off of what is kind of a hard injury for all of us to understand?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for him is that he really legitimately missed most of camp. And then even though he was miraculously shot, but not shot in a horrific way, he then had to take some time off just to recover. So then he's missed essentially all the conditioning that most of the players get. So he's had 3 to 4 weeks to build back into that. So I think the next few weeks, especially going into the bye in a few weeks, suggests that he can get back into playing shape, get used to taking contact, see how it feels to get contact in the chest, because even though he didn't get any rib fractures, he still might be a little bit more sore than anticipated. And they won't know for sure until he takes some hits in practice and then hopefully relatively soon in a real game.
Yeah, that's something that's just so exciting. And when he gets out there for the first time in a real NFL game and makes his debut, it's going to be emotional for fans and certainly for Ricky as well. Jordan Mason injured. He had the AC joint sprain. He was able to come back for one snap after halftime, and then that was about it. How does a sprained AC joint affect your ability as a ball carrier?
Yeah, so your AC joint is that little bump you feel on the top outside of your shoulder, and that's where your collarbone meets your shoulder blade. When you have a mild AC sprain or a type 1 to 2 AC sprain, the hard part is bringing your arm across your body. So if you think about grabbing a football, bringing it across your body and protecting it, you're basically leaning against a bruise, getting hit in that area, and then being tackled and landing on that side. So it's not really a question of increased injury risk. It's more a question of how much pain he can deal with, and not in a toughness way. If you just can't bring your arm across to protect the ball, they're not going to put him back in there. Long term, these are the type of injuries that if there's no significant displacement, meaning the collarbone isn't too high up and out of the area of a sprain and into a shoulder separation, he should be able to return this year and do fine.
Doc, I know that you don't kick with your shoulder, but at the same time, that looks really painful with what happened with Matthew Wright in Seattle, and there are question marks. What are we looking at here with a kicker injuring a shoulder?
Yeah, so for any time you have a shoulder dislocation or a subluxation of the shoulder wants to slide out of the joint and then slide back in. And even though the shoulder is inherently, it's a pretty unstable joint, anything that's pathologic, meaning you tear something or get close to tearing something and stretch the capsule, it's going to be painful. And if you think about kicking a soccer ball in the backyard, we don't put a lot of force into it. But kicking a 45-yard field goal, you have to swing your entire body through it. You have to use your upper body to generate momentum. And if your shoulder doesn't feel 100%, and that's going to change how you rotate your hips and leg through, that might be pretty considerable in terms of outcome. So my guess is they'll keep a pretty close eye on them this week, look for accuracy, look for distance. And if those aren't progressing well, then they may have to have alternative plans. Now, the reality is that most people can come back with a shoulder subluxation in about 8 to 10 days. So my guess, my hope is a kicker can come back during that time too.
In the meanwhile, they signed Anders Carlson to the practice squad just in case Matthew Wright can't go and kick. Malik Mustafa with the low ankle sprain. Why is a low ankle sprain so much less troubling generally than a high ankle sprain?
Yeah, so when you have a low ankle sprain, which we've probably all had, that's at the very distal part or the very bottom part of the bone on the outside of your ankle. There's three ligaments there. You typically, for a mild ankle sprain, you sprain the one in the front. It gets swollen, but there's no separation of the bones. So usually that's essentially day-to-day, and usually it takes about a week to 10 days to get back because you just need to control the swelling and feel stable. A high ankle sprain is an entirely different injury. That's where there's separation between the tibia and the fibula, the two bones in the leg. And even though it's part of the ankle, it's much higher up, and then your ankle is essentially unstable. So every time you step, your foot is essentially being driven up in between two bones. So it's a very different injury, very different outcomes, and needs to be treated in an entirely different manner.
Doc, any light you can shed on Charvarius Ward, who it looks to us like he's just not 100% all year, and then to go right up to the game thinking he would play and then didn't on Thursday night? What do you think is the right move for him going forward?
You know, I think anytime you've got a player that doesn't feel 100% in the first half of the season when you're in playoff contention, I think the idea is be safe and be conservative. I mean, if you look at he's 28 years old, so it's not like he's old and this is an aging injury. This is more something along the lines of wear and tear in the knee, something that probably needs a little bit of extra rest. He gets 10 days off this week, plays Dallas. Arguably, that might be another week off. And then they've got the bye week. So my guess is they'll continue to be a little conservative with him, try to get him to play against Kansas City, and then with the hopes that he can really rest and recover for the second half of the season.
Doc, Aiden Hutchinson with the terrible fractured tib fib, and he had surgery, and they say 4 to 6 months. Is there any possible way that he could make it back in 4 months if they made the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's tough. So we typically think about bone healing being in about 6 to 8 weeks. But even though we focus on the bone, all his soft tissues have to recover too. So he's going to spend probably at least 2 to 3 weeks protected weight buried, meaning he's not going to put very much weight on it. You get a lot of muscle atrophy where your muscle shrinks. Whether or not he could really be back, let's say Lions in the Super Bowl, it's possible, but unlikely. And then there is a risk that he has more injury when he plays. It's relatively low because at that point the bone should be healed. But I think legitimately we say 4 months to maybe go out for a nice aggressive hike, 6 months for playing football. So it'd be unlikely for him to return this year.
Okay, there it is.
Hey, the old aggressive hike. Yeah.
I went on one of those today. Actually, it wasn't aggressive at all. Yeah. But anyway, Doc, thank you so much for jumping in. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
You too. Proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.